to be explored, courtesy of information that comes from our Good Day Health participants, including Dr. Jack Stockwell, who runs Anuka Chiropractic Office in Salt Lake City, Utah, has been on this program for a number of years, has a great website, theforbiddendoctor.com. Each week he and his wife Mary produce a podcast that is very relatable, chock full of information. There's a lot of news about vaccines. This continues to be a focus, so talk to Jack about that. I want to remind you about a new feature that we have that is for everybody listening to any of the programs, any of the hours that I'm on the air. It's a special telephone line, and the idea is to have you call in to this number, 800-282-2333, and tell us, express, if you will, what you think about an important issue. For example, our question this week, do you believe you'll be better off in 2017 than you were in 2016? All you do to express yourself is dial 800-282-2333 and press 1 for yes and press 2 for no. 800-282-2333. You call us, tell us what you think, and then there are some, once you voted, some special offers for you that are put together for our listeners only. So again, the question, you believe you're better off now than you were last year, 800-282-2332. 1 is yes, 2 is no. Get yourself ready and go to the snow. All right, so Jack is with us to focus on, among other things, this latest podcast, Jack, which is focused on vaccines. This is the same old ruse, and I don't mean from your perspective, but the idea that autism comes as a result of vaccines, and maybe we need to drill down into what is there about vaccines that does this, because many of the conventional doctors point to research. Okay, there's no proof that autism is caused by vaccines, including the story of one person who wrote an article any number of years ago about this, and then he was debunked. And from that point to this point, any conventional doctor will tell you that there is no proof that vaccines are linked to autism. Therefore, end of story, period. You have found, and your podcast this week focuses on that, in fact, after new studies have come out that link vaccines and all kinds of neurological problems. There's got to be something going on because there's a lot more autism now than there used to be, right?
Well, yes, there is. And one thing to keep in mind is that the CDC owns 56 vaccine patents. Mm-hmm. Keep that in
mind. That's our government. Our government owns those.
Yeah, they
own. Why does the government own them and not the companies that make these drugs?
It's the revolving door you keep talking about, where the director of the CDC is past CEO of pharmaceutical companies, mm-hmm, and management, and at the FDA, the majority of the review board at the FDA are previous CEOs or high executive officers of pharmaceutical companies. But another thing to remember is that the NIH, the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, that fund millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of research every year, will not spend a penny on anything the least bit controversial.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do is you have to look at the research that's coming out of France, the research coming out of Germany, the research coming out of Israel, the research coming out of Canada, the research coming out of China. In fact, the latest study that came out just a couple of months ago in China, where they showed the exact direct effect in the brain of Hep B disease and Hep B vaccines and aluminum and the damage it does to a fetal brain before birth in the case of a mother getting a flu vaccine while she's pregnant. And a follow-up vaccine is in America, the very first day of life, a newborn infant is given a Hep B vaccine, which, mm-hmm, is just utterly insane. So when you look at all of this together, the information that's starting to come out now from foreign countries, because those countries have to pay for the damages that the healthcare system does to their citizens, because the United States is the only country that does not have universal healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of money, it's a matter of convenience, it's a matter of guilt, and as long as the largest, more so than energy, amount of lobbyists in Washington, D.C., continues to be the pharmaceutical industry. I don't know what kind of progress we're going to make. So what we talked about, it's a two-part. It's a two-part because it's so long. It's a couple hours, so we had to split it into 2 one-hour podcasts. We talked about all the research that has shown up in the last 2 to 3 years, especially the last 2 months from China, where they have definitely linked it. And the thing is, people who have created vaccines were very good, honest, searching people trying to better the disease.
Of course, yeah. We're not denigrating the people who have come up with these ideas. Not at all. They're trying to do things that are good.
But you never, ever give a vaccine to a sick child. Now, there's all kinds of kids who have had vaccines, and they're doing just fine. But there's all kinds of the list of tens of thousands of parents now who tell you that the child was totally lost within a few days to a few weeks to a few months after they got their MMR shot. Mm-hmm. And you were mentioning earlier, I think you're referring to Dr. Andrew Wakefield, that was smeared terribly by the press when he came out and said, hey, yeah, I found the measles titers in the guts of these kids who are terribly sick and are having bowel problems after they had an MMR shot. That's all he ever said. He didn't say anything else about the vaccine causing autism. He said, I just see a little causal relationship here that needs to be studied more.
But you see, the news media...
But he's been vindicated. He's been completely exonerated and vindicated.
The news media, which is a co-conspirator in all of this, the news media will be happy to, because of the money they get from advertising the drug product, they're happy
absolutely
to go down on the side of the drugs and the drug companies, so that what you get isn't a fair shake informationally, and you got to do your own nosing around. That's why the information that you present is helpful. So the podcast is at ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check out that podcast and others. You can spend hours and hours and hours listening to the information that Jack and his wife Mary research at their clinic. I'll tell you, as a person who goes to the clinic and sees what goes on there, I'm eager to go back again next month to have my heart tested again after having changed my routine. You know, one of the things that I was talking about that I might share with you for a moment is the connection. There's a study of those who have had broken hearts and what goes on literally in the various chambers of their heart, both men and women, but more women who, at least in this study, were followed because more women admit to having broken hearts than men do. But I've admitted to it. I've had it happen to me probably 3 times in my life. And so I was remembering what I looked that the when you put me through the rigor of this heart test at your clinic a couple of weeks ago, and we looked at one of the chambers in my heart that has weak muscles because I don't have enough protein. Well, what I looked into a little bit further as I discovered that there was a relationship between the psychology of what's in your mind and the stress that you go through for any number of reasons. If you're silly in love, then you are crazy in love, and something happens, it does create a stress or a strain on your heart in the area that you pointed out to me where there was weak muscle. And I think I've put the two of them together, interestingly enough. A lot of people may say, Stephanie's crazy. But then you've known that for a long time if you listen to me, so there's nothing new here. But I think I'm crazy like a fox. I think I've figured out in part why I have a weakness in the muscle and why I'm thankful for you having found it and doing something about it. Because it's pretty easy and safe and effective to follow the protocol to make it healthy again. I can't promise you that my heart won't get broken again, but at least doing what you are, you very, in a less than subtle way, suggested that I do various things with food and with supplements, and so that's what I'm doing. And so I look at, by the way, one of the things that Jack has at ForbiddenDoctor.com is the explanation of how those long-life energy enzymes really work. There are other things that I am taking to strengthen my heart muscles, but that's one of them. And this seems to be almost a universal story. In fact, you and Mary put this together, and the formula is being marketed so well by you, and it's working so well that people come back and come back and come back. And these things are not cheap, by the way. You can get a 10% bonus, if you will, or a 10% reduction in cost if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and order the Long Life Energy Enzymes and use the code Doug. But what's in these The special scientific formula that's in these long-life energy enzymes is such a help to the supplementation for things like we were talking about with me. I need to strengthen the heart muscles in this particular part of my heart, and this is one of the ways of helping. So,
well, remember, the heart replaces itself every 30 days, except for the valves. You know, the valves are going to go on for a long time. They're made of different material, but the cardiac tissue that's in the heart, cardiac cells are replaced every 30 days. Mm-hmm. And when you can provide the heart the specific heart-supporting nutrition it needs, it's amazing what can take place in as little as 30 days as far as cardiac response inside of somebody that has been diagnosed with heart problems.
Yep.
So, you know, the heart needs two things. It needs a very strong, consistent electrical signal telling it to boom. Boom,
yeah.
Boom,
boom.
And it needs...
Love dub.
Very, very good. Then it needs the ability, the muscular ability in the myocardium to respond to that electrical signal.
Yeah.
And those are the two things we're addressing with you. And I know by the time we check you again in another month, you will have physical changes you will be able to notice.
There's
better energy,
physical,
better strength.
Yeah. There's a physical side to muscularity. I have great respect for muscle and what it does. It doesn't mean it matters what age you are. You need to have muscle, men and women, to hold your skeleton together. Otherwise, you'll just fall apart. I like being strong, and I like having muscle. And so this really related to me. So, because obviously, you've got to, in order to have a strong body and a muscular body, you got to have a strong heart. You need to know what it is that's going on in your body. And we're offering you all kinds of opportunities to do that and keep up with it. 19 past the hour on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 9090. Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
It impacts over 100 million Americans, costing $635 billion a year, and people are suffering in silence. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Chronic pain affects more people than diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease combined. As a doctor, I meet chronic pain sufferers on a daily basis, many of whom have been previously misdiagnosed. Depression and anxiety often plagues these patients, and for some it can lead to pain medication addiction. What you need to know is this. There is help with proper assessment and diagnosis. Treatment must be multidisciplinary to reduce pain and enrich your life. Physical therapy, counseling, and antidepressants are warranted for some. Being proactive helps restore a sense of control and mastery over your day. There's no need to suffer in silence. Seek qualified help until you find it.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
We got to 23 and change after the hour. The circumstance that presents itself, Dr. Jack Stockwell from ForbiddenDoctor.com. The flow of information, broken hearts are our focus in connecting what goes on in your mind, because there is the mind-body connection. There's no question about that. But for those who they don't necessarily have a spiritual base, the mind, body, and spirit connection is very important. And when something goes on in your mind, it disturbs or heightens your body's ability to fight disease. Or, you know, just if you're happy, your body's going to be stronger. That's just the way it is. If you're not happy, your body's going to react. So what's the latest research on this broken heart? Because I did equate it to one of the corners of my heart, one of the quadrants that has weaker muscles in it. You've given me ways to strengthen it, but what else did you find in the research, Jack?
Well, it comes down to the aspect of our central nervous system called the autonomic nervous system, the part that completely under computer control that speeds things up and slows things down. And in a study, it showed about 80% of the American population falls within a normal parameter for when they need to speed things up and slow things down. Their body responds just beautifully. But about 20% have this imbalance. And interestingly enough, people who have been diagnosed with cancer fall into this autonomic imbalance. But what causes that autonomic imbalance usually comes out of the mind. And the three things when you were talking about there earlier about broken hearts, the concepts of shame, separation, betrayal, will cause such stress in some of the deeper aspects of our psyche to a subconscious level that it causes an imbalance between the speed up and slow down portions of our nervous system. And one of the major organs that responds to speed up, slow down, of course, is the heart. Mm-hmm. And when the heart should be speeding up, it may not be able to. When it should be slowing down, it may still be going like a full-scale locomotive. And that's when we start having some serious cardiac problems. And then if you combine that with the standard American diet, you're going to see yourself, like a lot of people do today, in their 30s, having serious cardiac dysfunction taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of shame and separation and betrayal, usually those things are involved to some degree with a broken heart. And people who are shamed by their parents, shamed by teachers, shamed by different friends, or former friends, whatever, people who feel separated because they're moving out of their tribe. They can't survive in their tribe anymore, and they're moving away from political thinking, social thinking, religious thinking, economic thinking, whatever else. They're being separated. And then feeling betrayed. They feel to some degree, betrayed by close friends, betrayed by a lover, betrayed by a spouse or something, either because of adultery or because of some hidden aspects to their life. When these concepts of shame and separation and betrayal find a nesting place within our psyche, one of the first organs to demonstrate problems with that is going to be the heart. So a broken, the concept of a broken heart affecting your health and physiology is a very real, tangible thing.
And so what do we, now that we know that, what do we do, what do we do about it?
Well,
we have to live our lives.
No, that's true. And there are therapies that are involved with dealing with these concepts of leaving the tribe. And I'm saying that because in another week or two, that's one of the focuses of a podcast that Mary and I are going to be dealing with, is talking about the concepts of dealing with a broken heart that's associated with leaving the tribe.
There's a song, if your broken heart needs repair, I'm the man for you. Remember that one?
Isn't that James Taylor?
Yes, I think it is. Yep. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream cases of paper.
All my hats, and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now, buy two, get one free on all 10 ream paper cases. In-store only, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. This year marks the 100th anniversary of when the Girl Scouts started selling cookies. It all started in Muskogee, Oklahoma. The organization has seen a lot of changes over the past century, but nothing illustrates how much things have changed quite like this next story. The leader of the Girl Scouts in one of the largest metropolitan areas in the country once told me they had to sell 32,000 boxes of cookies every year in her city just to raise enough money to pay for liability insurance to protect themselves from lawsuits. That's right, 32,000 boxes, and troops in other cities have had to sell even more than that to cover their own liability. Let's be fair, though. The Girl Scouts have a lot of company. Such respected organizations as Little League Baseball and the YMCA must also devote substantial portions of their budgets to liability insurance, all because lawsuits, unfortunately, have become as much a part of life in America as Girl Scout cookies. Learn more at Center for America.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Using Groupon, you can save a ton of money on what you do every day, like painting classes, concerts, escape room games, and more. Now, it's not literally a ton of money. That would be 2,000 pounds of money. It's more like saving up to $100 a week. Going bowling? Check Groupon. Taking the kids to the trampoline place? Check Groupon. Headed to museums, water slides, and tons of other nearby things to do? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town, and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The Home Office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow. Now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples. Your office away from home.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Now, where are we? 34 after the hour. It's Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Good Day presents Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from the ForbiddenDoctor.com. Check that out, the website every week, the information, the podcasts. We were just talking about the relationship between your heart and your emotions. The symptom survey that they've become very well known for is something that you ought to probably take advantage of. They've done a lot of work for thousands of people on these symptom surveys. They can turn them out fairly quickly. You can take the free symptom survey at the ForbiddenDoctor.com website. And so what happens when they do that, Jack?
Well, they're going to answer a series of many, many questions. They're only going to answer a few of them because only a few of them will apply to their individual case. There's over 200, but a good 10 or 15 of those 200, when they see the question, oh, that's me, you know, and they'll mark it according to severity. Then it comes to us and we go through it, and then we send a text back to them saying, hey, we've got this information for you. If you want to follow up, fine. If not, that's okay. But we offer a 30-minute free consultation based on the results of their survey. And a lot of people take advantage of that, and that kind of got us behind because we weren't expecting as many people to respond as did, but we're caught up. And so we can get back to people really quick. And I just wanted to mention Podcast 101. When you were asking, what do you do about a broken heart? Well, how do we address this broken heart problem? I should have thought about it when you asked the question. But our Podcast 101 goes directly into that concept. And then I think it's Podcast 15 or 16 about being kind and gentle and tender with yourself is also an answer in there. So we have these, you know, we just recorded. I think we recorded number 111 the other night. So out of 111 podcasts, we cover an awful lot of these subjects.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's very strong, very good, very practical. So check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right. So there are other things going on in the world of health. I don't think I've ever really asked you. I know how you feel off the air because we talk about these things as friends. But the healthcare situation, president going around the country rallying support for the healthcare overhaul that's being voted on to fix the approach that has not worked. Most of us, no matter which side of the aisle we're on, will look at this and realize that it's been an abject failure. It's brought people in, and that's cool. You don't take insurance in your practice, do you? Do you?
It's a fee for service. So yeah. I have my patients pay me for my services when I do that. But if their insurance covers what I do, we give them the paperwork to file with their insurance company so that they can get reimbursement. The insurance company will pay them much quicker than they'll pay me. They'll take months to pay me, but they'll pay, you know, the insured within a week or two. So that's how we set it up.
All right. So under the circumstances, you're not affected as many are, or your patients, because they're visiting you, by the Affordable Health Care Act. It hasn't. You haven't gotten more patients or fewer patients because of the insurance availability, because you aren't an insurance operator. You're not insurance sensitive.
That's true. It doesn't really affect me. But I think, if I remember correctly, there's better chiropractic coverage in the ACA than there was before.
Yeah, I have used other chiropractors, and they have charged Medicare, and basically the healthcare system is just an expansion of Medicare, just put younger people into it. And so there have been benefits. I think you can get 50 treatments a year, actually, out of it. So that's very good. If the doctor decides to take advantage or take it that way, but some doctors don't want to do it. So, but I just I find it interesting because we continue to bang away at this, and we don't seem to be getting anywhere, which is an amazing thing.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the new one comes out with.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. Somebody asked me, and let me see if I can. I saw this, and I wanted you to be able to. This happened to another guy named Jack, talking about fat and what it is that creates fat. You and I have these conversations a lot because we're both conscious of our weight. I saw something that suggested that being fat isn't your fault. Huh? I guess some people are more prone to being fat because of their genetic makeup. I guess that's probably, and there's some environmental reasons and that sort of thing. But what you put into your body more often than not is the reason you're fat. It isn't always the reason, though, is it?
Well, no, but I would say the alternative to that, or exception to that, is probably less than 2 or 3%. Well over 95% of people who are overweight because of what they put into their mouth. Mm-hmm. And it's thrown us into a metabolic imbalance kind of a problem where the body simply cannot handle the load of food it's getting or the kind of food that it's getting. You know, there's about an inch to an inch and a half of fat that surrounds the heart, even in thin people. I remember in Gross Anatomy when I was in school and we were dissecting cadavers, and there would be these thin, emaciated people because they were homeless people who died on the street and nobody claimed their body after about a month or two.
Wow.
So they were sent out to medical schools and chiropractic colleges, and other people would get these as well. And I remember how thin and emaciated somebody looked, but when we opened them up, the amount of fat that was around the liver, the amount of fat that was around the heart, because the heart needs fat for its energy. The mm-hmm. brain is more than half fat. Mm-hmm. By dry weight, it's 65% fat. The heart muscle itself needs a load of free fatty acids constantly, every nanosecond, to keep itself alive. And although not all animal fats, or not all of the fat from an animal source is necessarily saturated, there's a lot of free fatty acids once it gets in the body that the heart desperately needs. And the reason I bring this up is, we are fat-burning machines, and the mm-hmm. thing that gets in the way of that are carbohydrates. You don't get fat when you eat fat. Now, you can get sick if you're eating bad fats. You know, like,
say that
like
again. You don't get fat when you eat fat. There are different kinds of fat.
There's good fats and bad fats,
right.
And the bad fats are these vegetable oils. The canola oil, the soybean oil, this kind of stuff that had no...
Any vegetable oil is bad for you, pretty much, right?
Other than a very good high-grade olive oil or coconut oil or palm oil, the rest of them you stay away from because they're polyunsaturated, which means they're very fragile. And because they're very fragile, they change their constituent, the way that they're made. Their makeup is altered by heat, by light, and certainly by heat, and they cause constant inflammation in the circulatory system of the body so that we're in a constant inflamed state all the time instead of repair. Now, the reason I bring this up is it's easier for the body to get energy out of sugar than it is to get it out of fat. Even though fat has more than twice as much energy as sugar, gram per gram. And when I'm saying sugar, I'm referring to carbohydrates. So whether you're eating a candy bar or a stalk of broccoli, by the end of the day, they both break down to sugar in the system. Although the broccoli is going to have some vitamins and minerals in it that you need, it's mm-hmm. still going to be sugar, and we can overload the amount of carbohydrates we get in our diet every day very easily. In fact, Most people, by the time they finish breakfast, have more carbohydrates in their system than they should for the entire day. And that is immediately converted into sugar in the system. And if your system doesn't need it, the insulin will convert it to fat because it wants to hold on to that energy for the future, because your body doesn't know. You may know you're going to have lunch and dinner, but your body doesn't. And any extra energy coming through the system in the form of carbohydrates, the body's going to convert it to fat. And that's what makes us fat, not fat. Well, I know that sounds a little counterintuitive.
No, but the bugs that inhabit your gut have a profound impact on whether you gain weight or not. I think that's one of the things that you talk about with consistency. If you don't have the holy grail to health is the healthy gut. And if you don't are taking probiotics, man, I get on that antibiotic routine because of my Lyme disease. I made sure I was taking plenty of probiotics. And you said, even when I saw you, that I probably haven't gotten as much as I ought to. But I've lost about 6 to 8 pounds since I saw you.
Good.
And mostly it's because of exercise, but also a diet.
Yeah, just portion control. Yeah, you know, right. I can't turn on a news program on TV anymore without hearing something about Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, the other big
Thank
one
you,
with
Oprah.
Marie Osmond, know, all this stuff. And these meals that are prepackaged that are sent to you, the primary thing they're doing, even though they have terrible fats in them, the primary thing they're sending to you is portion control. Mm-hmm. So you look at they're giving you pizzas, they're giving you desserts, they're giving you all kinds of stuff you wouldn't normally think you would eat if you're on a diet, but it's a portion control thing because almost all of us overeat. But when you think about the kinds of fats that we need, it's the preferred, like I was saying, it's the preferred energy for the heart muscle. It reduces calcium deposition in your carotids. The fats will do that. That's why we use evening primrose. It's essential for all tissue repair inside the body. It's a vital part of every cell membrane that we have. And and you need these saturated fatty acids, and I know you're not going to like this, but, you know, from animal sources that are far healthier than these vegetable sources. They're essential for...
Yeah, but there's too much fat in some of the meat that you buy. You see, especially hamburgers ground up from cows that stop milking. There's no...
they've been on hormones. They've been on hormones and antibiotics.
Well, but
most of the commercial meat, that fat isn't going to hurt you. I know you and I part company on this.
Yeah, we do.
If it was grass
pastured. That's the problem.
Pastured.
It isn't. Most of the stuff you buy, if you could tell people just go buy hamburger in the store.
No,
and cook
I don't
it
say
or
that.
Steak or whatever it is, that stuff is crap.
Oh, it is. And when they talk about the relationships between red meat and cancer, they're talking about the commercial stuff that's loaded with hormones and pesticides and herbicides and antibiotics. If you're going to continue to eat meat, you've got to find a farmer that has an open grass pasture somewhere where these animals are eating grass. They're not eating grains.
Same for chickens that are out in the pasture. A lot of farmers now are putting chickens out with the beef or dairy cattle. And
where they belong.
Move around and a little, they sort of have a quarter acre of fencing, and they just move them around, and the chickens literally clean up what's left over in the debris from the cow's poop. And the other things the cows don't eat and that sort of thing is what they put into their system.
As crazy as that sounds, those are the healthiest eggs on the planet.
All right, 46 past the hour. Let's talk about health in another way, about blood flow. Talk about blood flow for a moment with Jack. We all know that healthy circulation is absolutely critical. And I think that, by the way, would play into the weight thing, the aging thing, because the impact of having healthy red blood get to your system is enhanced by using super beets, because the nitric oxide in the beets, when it is, they grow these non-GMO beets, then they cook them, and then they dry them, and then they powder them, put them in a canister. You get a one-month supply in each canister, and you take it, put that in water, 4 or 5 ounces of water or a smoothie or something, and you drink it. The dietary nitrates in there give you all you need to open up your arteries and get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, all the things we've been talking about, your heart. The whole body needs to get the essence of the red blood, because that's what feeds you. and the white blood cells, because that's what protects you. Your immune system is based on that. DougLikesBeets.com. I do like them, and therefore that's a good website to go to, DougLikesBeets.com, to order Super Beets and get the free 30-day supply, or buy them online by dialing 800-655-4183. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
This report is brought to you by Cologuard. Patients 50 years or older and at average risk for colon cancer now have greater access to newer screening options, including Cologuard, a non-invasive at-home stool DNA test. Last June, the country's preeminent preventive health task force issued guidelines stating that newer methods such as Cologuard provide as much benefit to patients as traditional methods like colonoscopy. Cologuard offers people 50 and older at average risk for colorectal cancer an easy-to-use screening test they can do at home. Dr. Franjo Vladic, gastroenterologist, the Center for Digestive Health in Cleveland, Ohio.
Colorectal cancer, if detected early, has a more favorable outcome. However, because so many are reluctant to participate in traditional screening, access to non-invasive and easy-to-use alternatives like Cologuard is critical to improving compliance.
Cologuard is not for everyone and is not a replacement for diagnostic or surveillance colonoscopy in high-risk individuals. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. To learn more about Cologuard, visit ColoGuardTest.com by prescription only.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a warning for pregnant women. If you're in a bad relationship, if you're dissatisfied with your relationship, you have an increased risk of infectious diseases. Also affects your children as well. The conclusion in a thesis that was delivered this past week by a doctor in Bergen, New Jersey. He said, quote, "My study does not prove that the first thing leads to the second, but those who report they are dissatisfied in their relationship more often report illness during pregnancy. Their children are also reported to be ill more often, especially in the first year." The doctor's name is Roger Eckberg. He said, if you compare the group of pregnant women with the lowest satisfaction to the group with the highest satisfaction in their relationship, the first group's risk of becoming ill is more than twice that of the other group. Being unhappy in a relationship is very stressful, and the stress weakens your immune system. Don't we all know that by now, how much of a factor stress is on what's going on in your body, in your head? A weakened immune system, if you're pregnant, leaves both you as the mother and the child more open to diseases from bacteria, viruses, that kind of thing. The same thing that happens to us, this is the focus on pregnant women here, but in general, you could say this about anybody. If you're in a situation where your immune system is compromised, you're open to all kinds of stuff. So make sure you keep your immune system strong and get out of bad relationships if you're in them. How much work does that take sometimes? There's a word to the wise, thoughts. From the Good Day Health program, I'm Doug Steffen.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. This year marks the 100th anniversary of when the Girl Scouts started selling cookies. It all started in Muskogee, Oklahoma. The organization has seen a lot of changes over the past century, but nothing illustrates how much things have changed quite like this next story. The leader of the Girl Scouts in one of the largest metropolitan areas in the country once told me they had to sell 32,000 boxes of cookies every year in her city just to raise enough money to pay for liability insurance to protect themselves from lawsuits. That's right, 32,000 boxes. And troops in other cities have had to sell even more than that to cover their own liability. Let's be fair, though. The Girl Scouts have a lot of company. Such respected organizations as Little League Baseball and the YMCA must also devote substantial portions of their budgets to liability insurance, all because lawsuits, unfortunately, have become as much a part of life in America as Girl Scout cookies. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Now, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health program. One of the hours devoted to the thinking of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has very powerful messages at the Forbidden Doctor and some powerful products as well, ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a moment, we're going to review the first rigorous test of an expensive new drug that is aimed at radically lowering cholesterol levels. If you haven't heard Jack Stockwell on cholesterol yet, you will hear it and probably an excoriation of this study. That's right around the corner here on Good Day Health.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athletes. How about a tasty cheese panini or a classic Tasty Club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit TastyLee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, as promised now, Dr. Jack Stockwell on this test, the makers of a drug, the company's Amgen, maker of the drug in question here, spent $1 billion to study men and women. They are focused on promoting their lowering cholesterol drug. This study found that this particular product significantly reduces the chance that a high-risk patient would have a heart attack or a stroke. And they don't take this drug until all other options have been studied. Repatha is what the drug is called. It's a cholesterol inhibitor. One wonders what these sorts of things do to the rest of one's body when it comes to generation or regeneration of cells and stuff, Jack.
I'll tell you, if you want to get rid of cholesterol, get rid of your liver. Just have your liver taken out. Because 90% of the cholesterol in your system comes from your liver. If you cut back on dietary cholesterol, your body's going to make it. If you have a lot of dietary cholesterol, your liver won't make as much. Because cholesterol is absolutely essential for life. Podcast 98, which is Cholesterol is King, or How Low Cholesterol Will Kill You. I mean, the battle's over. The war's over. The research is over. The research is legion as to why you need high cholesterol, especially the older you get. And there's a great book out there by a cardiologist, Dr. Graveline, called Lipitor, the Thief of Memory, how chemically lowering your cholesterol will kill your memory, give you all kinds of joint muscle pain, kill your sex drive, and lead to serious heart damage. And it's just, you know, all other things haven't been tried. They haven't tried the diet. You want to lower cholesterol, you get rid of the carbohydrates. Even high-risk cardiac patients, you get rid of the carbohydrates and your body will consume all the fat it needs for energy. I have seen this over and over again with so many patients over more than two decades now. And it's not just me. It's the volumes of research that is available. You go to PubMed, or you go to Medline and you put in cholesterol and then name the particular problem and look at the research that's out there that substantiates what I'm saying. I don't know why this continues.
Well, it continues because there are a lot of people spend a lot of money that do well under the circumstances. So yippee-ki-yay. Thank you for being you. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out the ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Doug Steffen, forbidden from saying nothing on the radio. It's our right to speak out. 59 past the hour.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit secretknock.co to learn more and apply now. Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.